it was a good farm, had a lot of interest from the very beginning, from the get-go. And as it got closer to sale day, that momentum just kept snowballing, and the figures started getting more wild, what people thought it would bring. And ultimately, when the gavel dropped, it brought $19,000 an acre.
What's your reaction to that? I don't know if it's fair to say, are you surprised just because we know what the farmland market is doing right now, but still, when you see a number like that, I mean, what was your reaction when the bidding was done?
I don't think anything anymore in today's environment, when you're talking about land and machinery, surprises. You know, at one time we'd have been surprised about a lot of things, but we're just having, it just seems like every land auction and every equipment auction, and we're just seeing really strong sales. So when we booked it, I mean, it was a good 80 acres. Matter of fact, it actually turned out to be, we sold 100 acres. There was an 80 and a 20, and the high bidder took both tracks at 19,000, but it was a class A farm, a good aggressive area there in Adams County. And if you'd have asked me when we booked the auction what it would bring, we'd have told you, you know, probably somewhere around that, you know, 15, 5, 16,000 range. That's been 60 days ago. And then since then, we've sold some farms for 16,5, 17,1, 17,4. So that momentum just kept rolling. The crop report came out, and everybody thought would be a little bit on the bullish side or bearish side, and it was just the opposite. It was a pretty bullish market. So we've seen kind of an uptick in these commodities. So I guess it'd be the perfect storm. And as it got closer to the sale and the land values kind of moving up a little bit, we kind of thought it sure could bring in that 17, 17.5, and could even, a few people were talking 18, but and the final gavel dropped again, $19,000 for two tracks.